Hopefully I got that right or close. Afternoon, K4WCL. Kilo 4 Whiskey, Charlie Lima.
Hey, do a lot better than I did. I'll have a hard time catching them. Name's Andrew here. How's it going this afternoon?
Good to meet you. Name here is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November. I'm mobile in northern Pickens County, about 5 miles north of Pickens. Headed to the dump. We just got rid of a bunch of company. Well, I say that affectionately. Our Thanksgiving company has left, and I got a lot of trash to throw away.
Imagine, shoot, just my family of four, and we generate a lot of trash. It's crazy when you think about it.
Four of us, it was supposed to be six, but one of the kids and his girlfriend did not make it, and we did have a little two-year-old. But yeah, just a lot of work, I tell you that much. I love when the kids come visit, but sometimes the taillights make me a little bit happier. Anyway, I am a part-timer in the area. I actually live in the Atlanta area. Wife and I bought a place up here, oh goodness, almost 8 years ago, and we're Pickens County residents on the weekend, and we'll be retiring up here in a few years.
Yeah, I hate to say it, I love living in this area. I've been here all my life, but you got the mountains a short trip away, and real fancy, you want to go to the beach, you just take a four-hour drive, and you'll be there too.
Love you. I agree with that, and be honest with you. You know, when I moved to Atlanta almost 4 years ago, Atlanta was a great place to live. And I was a young guy. I lived not right inside the city, but inside the perimeter there. And it was a safe place, and traffic wasn't too bad, and great place for a young man looking for a wife. And, boy, Atlanta's changed. Atlanta's changed a lot. More crowded, more crime. I have now moved 40 miles north of the city up by Lake Lanier. And they are just building and building and building and building out where we live, and the traffic's gotten horrible. So I'm ready to make that move again. Andrew, I got to jump out here at the dump, get rid of all this trash here. And it looks like about 20 of my fellow Pickens County residents are heading that direction. Hopefully they're not all headed to the dump. I came by here Saturday, and there was a line of about 10, 12 cars deep trying to turn into the dump. And I thought, I'll come back another day. I ain't got that much time. Anyway, good chatting with you. I'll listen out for your final before I jump out of here. 7-3 from K4WCL.
Nice chatting with you. Yeah, I understand about taking stuff to the dump. I actually don't live far from one near my house, and it just got so hectic waiting on people and everything else. I finally started paying for service, which is crazy, but it took me about 12 years to finally just get tired of it, and I understand it. So good luck with that. Hopefully you don't have any trouble while you're there. But, have a good one, and hopefully we'll holler at you again on the radio. This is KO4CF, and I'll be standing by. KO4CF, how are you?
You got off on time?
We closed everything up at 2 o'clock, and I finally got out the door about 3:30, so almost pushing 4 o'clock. So, yeah, I'm on my way home now, finally.
I have one more month and you get to do a new job.
Be optimistic about that. I ain't feeling it yet, though. But it is hard to work in my area knowing I ain't going to be there much longer, and nothing I do is really going to make a difference that I'll see.
He is always watching you, and a good example is hard to beat.
You're right. And it's hard, man. I go in every day now and just thinking, man, it's hard to find my motivation every day.
Will they coast by day, or did anything unusual happen?
we lost some production time, which is not good. We'll make it up on Saturday, I'm sure. But overall, nothing bad. Nothing bad in my area. I'm glad of that. But, yeah, it was just a fairly smooth day. Sure, I could have done more, but I made sure my people got paid. And I think at the end of the day, that's what matters the most.
Went all the way over to Heron Circle and then remembered the golf cart place was closed on Mondays. And then I went to pick up some brake shoes that I had ordered that were in. And then I said we got some issues with shipping some stuff. One of the places that we shipped to in Charlotte that we ship out of was full, so we had to stop doing production until they figure out what they're going to do.
Shipping containers are getting harder to find. It just cause a lot of them just sitting around and got stuff in them and they can't get them moved yet.
And how many's out there on those boats and then all the ones they got stored and everything, it's just amazing.
Somewhere, they were talking in California especially, I mean, they got just containers just parked in neighborhoods and everything else, just trying to find spots to store them until they can get them done.
I saw there was a special on the TV, and the guy was saying, you know, about the containers coming back, the empty ones, and that they only receive certain ones on certain days. You know, that today we're only receiving blue ones, and tomorrow it's only green ones, and I couldn't quite figure out what was up with that.
I don't know. I wonder if only certain things can be carried in certain color containers or something.
Like a certain color is a certain company. I thought I saw, you know, different colors for the same company, but I don't know.
Getting any kind of attention?
You know, right now, and I know he's going over there to the inland port.
Please, I wonder what it looks like.
Here on, what is that, 290? And that, it's a huge place. A guy that I work with, his son is like a supervisor out there, so he knows all the ins and outs, knows what's happening and everything.
A lot of stuff through there.
Anything through there, but I know we send a lot of containers. Earlier this year, we were sending them down to Charleston, but now we're sending them to Wilmington for some reason.
I don't know why. I wonder if Charleston's here. I wonder if they're having issues as well.
Before 4:30, you can't get unloaded.
Yeah.
Especially now, it'd be 24/7, wide open. But then again, you probably can't get anybody. And then same with the pizza deal I tried last night was a fiasco.
Let's go ahead. I hate to know.
Local number for Domino's, and it connects you with a, you know, an automated thing, and it tries to take your order automated or whatever, and it always, you know, I wanted that $7.99 three topping pizza pickup, keeps wanting to charge you $18 for it, and finally you mess around there and you get somebody, and then they take your order, and then the guy says, hold on while I put your order in, and I'm thinking, what are you talking about? And then so he's trying to put it in online, and it won't go in online. It won't take it or whatever. And he says, hold on a minute. Let me connect you to the store. So now I'm on hold again waiting for the store to pick up. And the store picks up, and I finally get my order, and I ask him what the deal is. And he's like, well, we ain't got enough people, and we don't have anybody to answer the phone, so we had to outsource it.
That's crazy. I don't know. I know you can't afford to pay people. I don't even know that would help if you pay people more money. Because, I mean, even the places that do pay good are having issues trying to get people. But, man, it's just crazy right now.
You know, when I finally connected with a person, I thought I was doing good, but all he was doing was what he wanted me to do was to do it online. And every time I do it, something gets screwed up about it.
Honestly, I pretty much, you order anything from anywhere, I pretty much expect it to be screwed up, no matter what it is. McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, no matter where you go nowadays, there's always going to be something.
Where my wife works right there at the checkout, she's got, I think there's like four or five tablets, you know, there's, you know, Grubhub and Uber Eats and all kinds of eating apps, and then all these orders are popping in through there just left and right all day long.
Grubhub charged the company or something along those lines to do the delivery.
They charge, and then they charge it, you know, extra. They charge the company to do the delivery, and they charge this and that. And then if the order's wrong, they're not responsible, and you don't get your money, and it's just a rat race.
Any of those kind of delivery food apps. If it ain't pizza and they don't deliver, I just go get it myself. I heard somebody else coming in there. Go ahead. Talking, but you're down in the noise. Ken, did you get any of that?
No, I couldn't hear it. I could tell somebody was there and that they were saying something, but it's too far down for me to get it.
Yeah, if you can move or bump your power up or anything, you might be able to make it in. I mean, you're hitting the repeater. It's just very quiet, and I couldn't pull you out over the noise and my truck on top of that.
I talked to John earlier, and that I got to talk to him, I guess it was on Wednesday, when he was headed up this way.
Yeah, interesting, the people you get to run into talking on the repeater. I mean, it always gets me, though. I mean, I know you moved around, and to hear people that just move, and I can't wrap my head around that. I mean, I don't know how you just choose to move somewhere else. I guess if you have family and whatnot, it'd make it a lot easier, but just go on your own. It floors me because I've been here so long and this is all I know.
Move a family of five, 2,000 miles away and say, well, I'll be able to find a job and just find a job when I get out there and find a place to live or rent when I get out there and just go for it. That's what the old time settlers did, didn't it?
Nowadays, you can actually interview over the computer and, you know, interview in front of a whole group on Zoom or whatever before you ever even step foot in the company, which is, you know, it's crazy how much everything's changed, not just because of technology, because of COVID as well. I mean, the things that we're doing now that you wouldn't do, where you used to walk into a business and fill out an application and, oh, they call you back for an interview. KO4CF,
righty. KW. Yeah, when I was doing it, you had to, you know, send them a letter and say, hey, I'm wanting to move to your area, and then you hiring.
There's a place off of 85. I can't remember the name of it. Me and a buddy of mine, and it was regular business, not like a fast food place. And we just walked in and was like, hey, are y'all hiring? And they're like, yeah, just go to such and such place and find an application, and we'll give you a call back for an interview. And just don't. That's not common nowadays.
I know when I used to work construction, it was, you know, when this job got done, you'd move, you know, 500 or 600 miles to another town for another year and a half.
Boss man, he just moved to Illinois, I think it is, to work for Rivian. And he did all his interviews and everything else over the computer. Just, you know, before he ever even moved up there, he did everything, took care of everything online. It's just crazy to think of.
Believe in yourself, right?
Yeah.
20 years. I know it was hard moving out here to here at the place I'm at now after 20 years.
He's just thinking about moving, like, North Greenville or North Spartanburg, you know, and nowadays, I don't know, the way everything costs too much now, it ain't worth moving.
And I can cash out and refinance my house, get some cash out, upgrade it, and my payment's going to be $200 a month less.
And paying for houses. I mean, I live in a neighborhood, houses 1,200, 1,300 square foot. I mean, they're starter homes, but they got nice yards, and I've been here, 15 years now, And when I bought mine, it was probably right at $100,000, and now houses in this neighborhood are selling for almost $200,000. Like, what in the world has happened?
Mine's doubled since I've been here. The house beside me, now it's 2,000 square feet, but it rents for $1,650 a month.
That is crazy. Well, Ken, I am sitting in the driveway, so I'm going to head on inside and see what the kids and the wife are up to, and looks like the mother-in-law's here, so gonna see what everybody's doing. I'm gonna get on out the truck and head in, so I'm gonna say 7-3 to you. Be safe on your trip the rest of the way home, and hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
So you have an awesome evening, and I'll hopefully catch you in the morning if one of us ain't running late. KN4TFW.
TFW. K4WCL.
Done. Correct. Roger that.
I'll talk to you on the way up here Thursday night. Wednesday night. We're still here. Kids departed about 30 minutes ago. We'll have an evening of peace and quiet. And then we got to head back. Because we got to both work on Wednesday. But it's been a good weekend. Very busy. And I guess you're coming home from the old salt mine today, huh?
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah, I'm just now rolling into Greer. Got to swing by, pick up something to eat, take it home to Mama. And that'll be it. Be shut her down for the evening. Well, I'm glad you had a good time up here, Annette. I enjoyed talking to you on the radio. Hopefully you won't be too much of a stranger.
I've been here as much as possible, get to know folks. It'll take me a while to get everybody's name and call sign, and then eventually their voice associated with everything. We got a pretty large group on the home repeater. I'd say, good grief, 50, 60 fairly active folks, and I can pick them all out by voice. But, you know, you talk to them a couple, three, four, or five times a week. Even my wife, who's a ham, she listens all the time. She knows most everybody's voice and call sign and name just from listening. So I need to put this this repeater in my handy talkie. It's a TYT DMR handy talkie. Not something that's easily programmed on the fly, but maybe when I get home this week sometime, playing in the shack, I'll go ahead and add this one in there. But well, real good. Heard you talking about shipping containers and whatnot with Andrew. Where do you work at?
A plant up in Spartanburg called Lubrizol. Probably don't make anything you've heard of, but I guarantee you almost everything you use every day has something of theirs in it, from cosmetics to diapers to shampoo to oil and fuel and you name it. They got some kind of additive that goes in it.
BASF. I think their commercial is something like that. Like, we don't make the products we use. We make the products you use work, or something like that is their tagline. So very good. Y'all do a lot of container shipping overseas?
Yeah, you know, China, France, Belgium, and that do a lot for L'Oreal and Procter & Gamble.
Any of your raw ingredients for your chemicals overseas, is the supply chain issues that's killing the rest of the company, killing y'all's business too, or you pretty much source everything here locally, or not locally, but domestically?
Yeah, they get a few items, I think, from overseas, but most of it is domestic and that, but we're having a hard time. You know, you got to order extra and try not to, you know, run out, and you hear that this is going to be, right now I'm having a hard time finding the filter material for the filters we use. Hang on, I'm pulling in the drive-thru here. Let me place an order real quick. KN4TFW.
4WCL.
TFW.
Here, I'm not too far from the house. Don't know if you know this area here. I'm a couple miles, mile and a half or so from the intersection of 178 Highway 11. And, boy, I tell you what, it was a pretty weekend. Just picture perfect for fall. We did have to make a run up to Asheville. I forget what day we went now. Friday. My wife's mom in the hospital there. She lives in Murphy, North Carolina, which is pretty much the last stop in North Carolina before you get to Tennessee. Extreme western tip of North Carolina. And she fell about a week ago, and she's in the hospital there. So while we are this close, we went up and, well, she went up and visited her Friday. I couldn't go in. Crazy rules up there. They only let one person per day visit. So I just camped out in the truck and waited on her. And then, like I said, the rest of the weekend was cooking, cleaning, entertaining. So anyway, I'm looking forward to a nice, restful night. But glad to hear your business is not affected by the supply shortage. Mine certainly is. And they keep saying it's going to get worse before it gets better. All the products that my company sells are made domestically, but a lot of the raw material items are sourced overseas. So it's been a very tough year.
Hey, again, I'm right here at the pickup window. Are you on me, John?
Put into the machine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't know I was sitting under a metal awning here. And that, yeah, I'm familiar where that intersection is. You go up 178, there's a gravel road called Horse Pasture Road. It takes you out through some gravel roads out through there, and you can really see some beautiful sights. Takes you down to, let's see, hang on a minute.
Anyway.
Takes you down to the Lake Jocassee, and that, and it's a beautiful drive up through there. For the most part, you can make it with a car. And when you was up there in North Carolina, did you try to catch the Mount Mitchell repeater?
It's not programmed in this radio either. This is a TYT-TH-8600. Although I think you can program this one on the fly. I've never tried it. No, I talked to a guy from Tennessee, I believe, he was originally from Greenville. He was down here visiting family, and him and his dad, I believe, were up on Caesar's Head, and they went over to Pretty Place, and he was driving back to Greenville, and I chatted with him for a while. So that's about all the hamming I did while I was waiting. Yeah, real familiar with Horse Pasture. I don't know if I'd want to take any of my cars through there. Yeah, there's some areas it's not too bad. I bought an old Jeep for the sole reason of exploring all of them roads in there. Turns out my wife's daughter, they were the ones visiting here this weekend. She was pregnant. She figured she wouldn't be Jeeping for a long time. They needed a SUV. So she decided to sell her little 97 Wrangler. And so I got it for a real good price. Had a little work done to it, brought it up here. I keep it up here. And we go up there all the time. I got a POTA rig set up, a complete station and a go box. And one of these days I'm going to activate Jocassee Gorges Wildlife Management Area. I got a hold of the guy that handles POTA for South Carolina. And took about 6 months, but I got the Jocassee Gorges Wildlife Management Area added to the official POTA list. So it does have a POTA designation now. And I've had some issues with my antenna setup. I haven't fooled with it in a while. But that's something I want to get fixed and working so we can get up there and do some activations. But yeah, beautiful up there. My wife loves to go to Jumping Off Rock, and we've taken it all the way down to the lake there. We go up there quite often, Ken. All right, well, I am back here at the house. Let me get inside. I might take me a little quick nap here or something and figure out what kind of turkey leftovers I guess we're going to have for dinner again. Hi, hi. 7-3, Ken. I'll listen out for your final. This is K4WCL.
We have a good rest of your day and a good nap. You need to check out, it's called gravelmap.com. It lists all the gravel roads in the U.S. and kind of tells you about them. There's one, if you're going up I-40 headed towards Tennessee, you get off at exit 7. As soon as you get off, it turns into a gravel road, takes you to a place called Max Patch. It's top of a mountain, about 4,200 feet, something like that, but it's real pretty up that way. But you have a good one, KN4TFW.
Good tip there. I'll put that on the bucket list for the retirement years. You know, being that we're only up here a couple days a week, we don't get to do nearly the things we want to do, but there'll be plenty of time for that in a couple years. I am familiar with gravelmaps.com. It's a great website. I go look at that thing all the time. All right, man, I'm out of here. K4WCL.
4CBA Mobile.
I drove all over that area there, depending
on which direction I was coming from. We didn't live, when we grew up, at least the first 8 years of my life, we grew up just probably about a mile or so from each other as the crow flies, but of course we didn't know each other. In fact, one of my friends across the street that I was good friends with, he used to go over to a friend's house over there, and they used to play football, and she would play with them, and so he knew her before I ever met her.
Consider yourself a lucky man then, right?
And, you know, poor Chris, the guy I was talking about, he's not with us anymore. He took his life a good many years ago. Gosh, I guess it's been 10 or more years ago. But that's another story. But anyway, but he was my second friend. His brother David, his name was David, also was my first friend, and he was my second friend that I ever remember making, because we met when I was four, and David would have been three, and Chris would have been, gosh, let's see, he probably would have been a year old or so, a year and a half old when we met.
About your friend there. It's got to be tough. But, yeah, having lifelong friends like that is unusual anymore.
So, David and I, when we were teenagers, we played guitars together. He had a big Marshall amp, and it was like 6 feet tall. It was a double stacker with a big old head on the top of it, and yeah, we didn't have special effects stuff back then, back in the early 70s, and what was out there, we couldn't afford it. I mean, there were a few things, distortion boxes and stuff, but, you know, we didn't have the money to buy it, and I don't know how he paid for that Marshall. I guess he bought it bought it on credit or something. I never did ask him because I know he didn't pay cash for it. But we used to pipe some beer in his bedroom in that big old thing, and then we played in a band when we were in high school, and we had a good old time. And so I guess what I was getting to was, I ran into him about 5 years back, and he was playing guitar at a church and playing in the praise band, and they were doing a fundraiser, and their rhythm guitar player couldn't do the fundraiser with them, and so he asked me if I'd play rhythm guitar with him, so I did, so we got to actually play together again.
Neat. I bet you both of you enjoyed that.
I can't remember what they were raising money for, but it was at the Harley Davidson place in Anderson, and we did an afternoon show, and for about an hour, and we didn't have any music or any words written down with lyrics or nothing. I had to watch the bass player, because I didn't know many of the songs they did, and I just had to watch the bass player and see where he was and listen, and because I only got to practice with him one time before we did the concert.
You know, for HKX. Well, David, that just speaks of how talented you are.
How desperate they were. Oh, me. Well, I've been playing a long time, so, you know, like, I can hear stuff on the radio, and I can tell you, if it's a guitar, I can tell you, you know, a lot of times what chord they're playing, because they just have a very, very distinct sound, and especially if they're simple chords like C, D, and G. Those three have a distinct tonality on the guitar that's different from any instrument. So it's just easy to pick those out if you're a guitar player. But anywho, but it's a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It's very relaxing.
That group was very hard up. That's why they let David play with them. W2T said that.
Hey, Rusty, they were probably scraping the bottom of the barrel and said, well, I guess if we have to call David, we'll make a leap of faith here and maybe he can hit a right chord every now and then, KB4CPA. You got anything else to say, Rusty?
I don't think I need to. I mean, I said all I needed to. I just heard you two talking. I had to. You left yourself wide open for that, David. W2T.
Just put the knife in the back. He brought the sword out.
I won't be able to get out of my car because that sword went through the seat of my car, too. So I'm going to have some help here getting that samurai sword out of my back. And getting out of the car here. Oh, me. Well, I hope it didn't hit any main arteries or anything.
I lived through it. You've been through worse than that, I'm sure.
Choked my car down, and now my traction control lights are. I hope that's not a bad sign. I think that's happened before, because I was turning, and when you're turning, I don't know if you've ever been pushing a car when you're trying to turn it. It's a lot harder to push in a turn than it is going straight. So the same applies, And with using the clutch, and I didn't give it enough gas, I guess.
Shutting it down, and probably all it was.
I'm on KI4DOS.
Yeah, it's probably a loosen up behind the wheel.
Need to be said, David. We know that.
How Rodney Dangerfield used to feel.
Remember one thing: as long as I'm alive, Chad is not the ugliest man in the world.
That, not me. Oh, me, KB4CBA. Go ahead there, Patrick.
He's proud of that award, Dave. He talks about it all the time.
It must be. I don't know if Rusty's still in there. Are you still in there, Rusty? I must have run him off. Well, I'm going to say adios. I'm here at the sports club. I'm going to warm up a little bit. I'm going to do a clinic at 5:30, so I hope it's going to be indoors. But anyway, well, y'all have a good evening, and I'll say 73s. I guess, Gary, go ahead and pick it up, KP4CPA.
As far as me being proud of it, I'm not being proud. I'm just being honest. Have to look at it that way. Y'all have a great afternoon. 73 there, young man, and that was good timing because I'm fixing to pull in the driveway here. I had run down to the store real quick and heard y'all talking, thought I'd jump in there for a minute. Patrick, you be careful going on to the house. Tell Glenn I said howdy, and we'll talk to y'all later. KF4DOS, 73.
73 is Dave, go have fun, and Gary, be careful, and I will let Grandpa know that you said hello, KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
KN4VWA, DBA, KN4VWA, clear.
4HKX, K4OIM. Hey, Walt. KO4HKX here.
Need some advice. My daughter has got a 2000 Chevrolet Silverado truck that she bought a little over a year ago, and the transmission was out of it. And she bought a junkyard transmission and had it put in, and the thing has been perfect. But last Friday morning, she was on her way to work going down 85, and all at once, the RPMs revved up on it, and it rolled over to the side. She had to have it towed home, and she ended up going buying her another car. And anyhow, I've ended up with that Silverado. Yeah, I've been going on YouTube looking at that 4L60E transmission, and it says it could be, I know the fluid's dirty in it, that the screen is stopped up, and some of the solenoids might be stopped up. And I can buy that kit for about $100. Would it be worth doing that rather than just going to get another transmission?
Do you know how many miles were on it?
No, she bought it out of the junkyard over there in Marietta.
I wouldn't put no money in it then. If that fluid's burnt, the clutches are burnt, you're done. You need an overhaul kit for it to do any good. So I would just put the money into something else or having that one rebuilt.
Transmission was slipping it off. Just all at once, quit. And the fluid is dirty. Man, they want me worth $2,000 to $3,000 to rebuild that one. I don't know whether to try to find another one out of the junkyard or what to do. I sure ain't got $2,000 or $3,000.
K4OIM, KN4VWI. Walt, one quick thing that you can do to check that transmission is go out there, crank it up, and put it in drive and see if it'll pull forward at all. Then put it in reverse. If it reverses or goes forward without slipping, it just won't shift, then probability is it is a solenoid pack. And as far as that transmission being dirty, who put the used transmission in for?
Son-in-law put the transmission in, and the tow truck that towed it home parked it right in the middle of the double driveway. I went out there the other morning, fired the thing up, put it in drive, and it started to move. So I held the brakes on, and the thing was spinning the tires. I put it in reverse, backed it back up in there, and parked it straight in the driveway. I go out there and get in it now, but once it warms up, it won't pull.
Okay, that's a different story. It's blowed a seal out, and it's still going to need an overhaul kit because it's in the bottom.
Yeah, well, once that thing heats up and it won't pull after it heats up, you're done.
I'm going to have to sell some radio equipment or something to be able to get. I can rebuild a straight drive transmission, but I know nothing about automatic.
Look to you, bud, and I sure would not stick another used transmission in it. If that's a good truck with a good 5.3 liter engine in it, you're a whole lot better to go ahead and get it redone and do it right. And just bite the bullet, get it done right. That way you'll have something you can count on, because that transmission there just eat it for you. So you just don't ever know what you're getting out of a junkyard, Bo.
after she bought the transmission and she paid him for putting it in, she still has about $1,400 or $1,600 in it, and it lasted 1 year. So I guess I'll be hunting somebody to rebuild this one.
We'll be finding all the parts you need. Transmission shops, a lot of them are struggling to get parts in a timely manner.
Is the parts on those two, Patrick?
Yes, sir. I'm not saying you can't get them. I'm saying it's taking a while.
Well, maybe it's something that you can set over there and just crank up and keep that engine from, you know, going bad from old fuel, and maybe when this thing passes over, Walt, you can go ahead and get it done then. You know, just start shopping around to see who you can get to do what, but I sure wouldn't put another used transmission in it.
It's always kidded me about, I've always owned Fords. This is the first Chevrolet I've ever owned. But she had to borrow my old Ford truck to drive to work last week after that transmission went out. But I appreciate all the advice. I guess I knew deep down inside that was what I was going to have to do in the first place. So, KN4VWA and KO4HKX. K4OIM, I'll be clear and monitoring.
Before you go, Walt, I would almost bet your money you got somewhere between 150 and 170 on that truck. Maybe a little bit more with that used transmission having been put in there. But, and that's about average on a GM transmission like that in a truck that's been well used. And if that's a 5.3 liter V8 that's been well taken care of with oil changes, they're good for about 250 to 300 if it's been well taken care of. So it might be a truck well worth investing in. So, well, have a good evening. Patrick, you doing okay?
We're doing good. Just heading up the mountain. Well, you take care. And if there's anything else I can do, let me know.
I just paid $1,400 cash for four new tires and wheels to go on that thing. So, I'm not getting hurt in it. If I do have to, well, I know I'm going to have to get this one rebuilt. I ain't putting another junkyard transmission in it. K4OIM, I'll be clear of it monitoring.
Patrick. So, did you have a good day, big man?
I did. I had a quiet day, but productive. How about yourself?
All the family went back to Florida, went back to Georgia, and my daughter and her husband went back to work, and my wife went to work, and I haven't turned my hand towards nothing except to put something in my mouth the whole day. And it has been so peaceful and quiet, I have flat loved it.
Couple of weeks.
Ford has left town. I love having them in, but sure do enjoy the quiet after they're gone.
Getting how quick you get used to that quiet when they do leave the first time.
Yep. Well, listen, bud, I'll let you take it on up the mountain, and you be careful going back home, and I will talk to you soon. Matter of fact, I'm going to be getting out to go to Columbia to do a little bit of work down in Columbia in the morning. So I'll be hitting the road at about 7:15, 7:20. Maybe I'll raise you then.
About the radio on.
Good deal. Now, do you monitor this one and the bounce?
Monitoring the bounce yet. I've got to take this radio home and program it in.
Just try to hit you on this one in the morning. All right, have a good evening. 73 KN4VWA, clear after your final.
73, Steve. If for some reason I don't hear you, have a good, safe trip. But I should already be down the mountain by then in the morning. KO4HKX, I'll be clear.
76 COX.
Hey, Mike, how are you today? KO4HKX.
Doing good. How was your Thanksgiving?
nice and quiet. Just me and the wife at the house this year.
Headed to three friends' houses, and we ended up just staying home, and it was nice.
It's kind of me this year. My mom and stepdad were the ones that always came to the house for Thanksgiving, and my mom passed away in February, so I wasn't up to it this year.
And that. Well, I'm talking to you from my new used vehicle.
What up with?
Get down to around $23,000, and with the prices out there, man, brother, it's tough to find something down in that range. But I got a 2018 Toyota Avalon with 70,000 on it.
Be happy with that. That's a pretty solid little vehicle.
That's what I'm driving now. The Camry's got more goodies on it, but this sucker got the same engine as the Camry. And I'm enjoying it. It should have quite a few years left in it. And it's good, because I got a few years to pay for it.
Just think all the gas money you'll be saving, too, over that Jeep.
I did that somewhere around $600-$700 a year.
Car payments.
That, you know, and I was telling wife, I don't know if I want an Avalon. It's an old man car. Then when I got the new increase in the insurance, going from a 2006 to 2018, it went up $160 a year. And she says, still don't like that old man's car?
There's nothing wrong with the old man car where you can just ride in comfort and take it easy. But Mike, I'm crossing the state line now, so I'm going to have to say 7-3s for the time being. So you be careful on the home, and I'll keep an ear out for you later. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Hi, Patrick. Well, just nice talking with you. KO4HKX N6CLX. I'll be here for a little bit. And if I don't talk to you, have a good evening, and I'll talk to you maybe tomorrow.
Well, if you want to bounce over to the other frequency, we can. 147-285.
That's probably in here. I'll look for it. N6CLX, I'll QSY.